Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juno Public Libraries. Welcome back to the show, Kate Inge. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well enough. How are you?
About the same. I'm doing all right, considering.
Well, it's great reading weather, so I'm looking forward to talking about books with you. Which branch of the library are you speaking to me today from?
Right now I'm at the downtown library.
Oh, not too far from me at all. So how are things going there today?
It's pretty quiet today because we're on that weird new rotating schedule. So I'm working at the downtown branch, but it's closed to the public because the Valley Library is open today.
And are patrons catching on to the new schedule and kind of getting used to it?
They are catching on. I don't know if they're getting used to it, probably because they have to. But I think most people have kind of adjusted to the new schedule.
Got it. Well, before we talk about what's going on for the rest of this month, August, I wanted to take the opportunity to ask you, what are you reading right now?
So right now I just started a standalone fantasy novel by Samantha Shannon called The Priory of the Orange Tree. And it's been on my to-read list for a while, and I kept putting it off, and it's like 800 pages, so this is kind of like the perfect weather to kind of like hunker down on the couch with some tea and a really thick fantasy novel.
Oh, that's nice. I love a good long book like that mm-hmm. to get absorbed in. Is it good so far?
Yeah, so far it's good. It's following, I think, like 3 or 4 different characters that bounce back between 2 different countries. So it adds a little bit of, I can't just half read it. I have to pay attention and focus and kind of absorb the book.
Nice. All right. Well, have fun with that. I'm sure you'll have plenty of time to get through it as the weather forecast is looking very consistent.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right now I'm reading a book called The Starless Sea by Erin Morgenstern. She wrote The Night Circus. I know that one was pretty popular. Mm-hmm. And this is her new one. And I'm just at the beginning, but I actually grabbed it because it was one of the thicker books on the shelf. It's probably not as thick as the one you're reading, but it was one that I felt like I could really stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just at the beginning, but it's very good so far.
Well, good. I really did like Night Circus, and I know a lot of other people have commented about how they really liked that. So I'm excited that she has a new book out.
Yeah, me too. I liked it a lot, and this one is off to a great start. So,
good.
I'm looking forward to really immersing myself in it. So I know it's quiet right now at the library. There's not a lot of events going on, but you do have a few things you want to share with our listeners today. First of all, the library has some back-to-school resources that you wanted to talk about. Is that right?
Right, yeah. I think every beginning of the school year, I go on the radio and talk about tutor.com and then kind of talk about it throughout the school year. And I just wanted to remind everybody going into this new school year that we do, through the Alaska State Library, have access to the tutoring resource, tutor.com. And they provide live tutors 7 days a week for math and English, like English paper writing and editing and grammar. So if you have somebody who, like me, I was a terrible math student, had a hard time with it. And if you have one of your kids or yourself need kind of like a little bit of assistance and need somebody to explain all math concepts or help with writing a paper, like, you have access to this. Just by living in Alaska, you have access to this resource.
It sounds like it could be really, really helpful.
Yes,
And it's available free through the library?
Free through the library. You go through the state of Alaska's SLED portal. They'll have a link. They call it Live Homework Help, but it's that's what they call the service, but it's powered by tutor.com. And pretty much if you're in the state of Alaska, you have access to it.
Are the tutors also in the state of Alaska?
The tutors are all over the country. So tutor.com hires them. They go through a really kind of pretty long, strict vetting process. So not just anybody can kind of get hired to be a tutor. They have to kind of know the subject that they're tutoring on and kind of, you know, pass a background check and all that kind of thing. But they're all over the country, I think, maybe even the world. And because of this, we actually have pretty long tutoring hours that people have access to. Like Monday through Friday, it's 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's noon to 2 a.m.
What age? Go ahead.
Oh, so that covers a good chunk of time. Anytime, if you have a kid who's like awake first thing in the morning or a night owl, they can get their homework done.
And what ages or educational levels does Tutor.com sort of serve?
It goes from kindergarten to senior in high school, and they also have some intro to college help, and so also subject guides. So if you have a student who's also stuck at like history or social studies, they have some resources to help with that.
Oh, nice. It really sounds, it sounds almost too good to be true.
So. I know it does, which is why it's so hard. We really want people to use this resource, and the numbers have kind of been, they're okay, they're pretty steady, but this is, the more people who use it, the more we can go back and say that this is a great value to the state, and it's a great resource. I wish I had access to it when I was in high school, so I really hope more people can use it this school year.
Yeah, and have you heard good reviews from the people who do use it?
Every once in a while I get access to, they're all anonymous, so like everything's done by like either usernames or just like a first name and initial, so I don't know who all is using it, but if they do leave a review, it gets pulled in a statistics report that I sometimes look at, and there are great comments about it. Like people really like the tutors. They say how they're helpful. They can then, if they don't like a particular tutor, you can go and get a new one. So you can find a tutor that kind of meshes with your learning style, which is helpful. So it's when people use it, they really love it.
That's great. And I'm sorry if you answered this question already, but is it like do you video chat with the tutor, or is it online chat, or is it something else?
It's online chat. Actually, like pre-pandemic, we got to do, everybody at the public library got to do a kind of like a trial run, and it's done by chat, and you just kind of have either a whiteboard if you're working on math, or kind of like a blank Word document that you can upload a paper to if you are working on a paper, and then you just have somebody on the other end chatting. Go back and forth.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for the reminder about Tutor.com, available to Alaskans who are students themselves or have students or know students. And then the other thing you wanted to talk about today were elections. I know the library has some resources or information available for those who have questions about the upcoming election, which is August 18th.
Yeah. So I think it's too late now with the primary election that's happening on the 18th. But if you are new to town or you moved, like we have all the resources to register to vote. So if you are thinking about it, you can just stop by the library. It takes 5 minutes, and we'll make sure to get you all ready for the municipal election that's coming up and the national election in November.
I know a lot of people are voting absentee this year. Do any of your staff, are any of them available to answer questions about that or to be a witness? I know that if you're mailing in your ballot, you need to have a witness signature.
Yes. So you can come to the library and we can sign off on the ballot. You may have to make sure you bring your ID, so we have to check it just to make sure you are who you say you are when you mail it off. But yeah, we are providing that service, and I believe the Valley Library for the municipal election will be like a drop-off hub for people who didn't get a mail ballot, because the municipal election is going to be by mail. So if you end up not getting a ballot in the mail, you can go to the Valley Library to get one.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions today. Kate, is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners while you're with us?
Yeah. One more thing is, I was just notified of this a couple days ago, but we are having a virtual program on in 2 weeks. I think it's Monday the 24th. We're doing a drag queen story time. Hmm. It's going to be virtual. You have to register ahead of time, so you can either look on our Facebook or come to the library and we can give you the link to register. And so, yeah, so we do have one program coming up, and hopefully we're working on doing more as fall rolls around.
Cool. That's really good news. I bet the kiddos miss the drag queen story time.
Yeah.
It's always sounded like a lot of fun. And I think that I know we are scheduled, we have Sigla on in a week or two to talk about mm-hmm. Pride events that I think are happening in August this year instead of June, just because of COVID and some delays. So is it in conjunction with that, do you know?
Yeah. I think we are partnering with them.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much, Kate. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your quiet afternoon at the library. And again, for those who have questions, the website's a great resource and your Facebook page is a great resource. And do you have a good phone number where we can call?
Yeah, they can call us at 586-5249. That's the main downtown number. But it will be answered, like, whichever library is open. When you call, that's the library that will answer. So either be the downtown, sometimes you might be calling the Valley, but whoever answers, they'll be able to help you with anything library related.
Cool. Well, thanks again for the update from Juneau Public Libraries. I always enjoy it.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad I have a chance to come and talk about the library.
All right. Have a great weekend, Kate.
Thank you. You too.